Yesterday I was driving down the street and saw, like a traveling time capsule, the car of my childhood. I hadn't seen one in over 20 years. It was a two-door, mustard-yellow Datsun B210, adorned with a black stripe down each side, the word honeybee, and an actual graphic of a smiling bee in flight. Growing up, it had never occurred to me how silly this was, to own a car with a cartoon on the side. My dad was the age I am now when he took me and my sister out car shopping. We were so excited to help choose our family's new car. We ran around the lot and saw a shiny yellow one with the picture of a bee on the side. I read it to my sister. It says honeybee. We squealed, "Daddy, get this one with the bee." Stick shift, impractical black vinyl interior that in San Diego would make the seatbelt parts hot enough to burn if you weren't careful when you first buckled in. We chanted and jumped up and down and pulled on his sleeves, imploring, "Get the one with the bee, please." The salesman smiled, made eye contact with my father, and went inside to draw up the papers. When I was 15, my dad took me out to the parking lot of my school and taught me how to drive. I ground the gears and added gray to his beard. A year later, the B210 would be the car of my first auto accident. My sister, the bee, and I would emerge unhurt, but the Dodge Colt I rammed was totaled. I learned to be careful in intersections, and because my dad made me pay to fix the car, I also learned how costly accidents were, even when everyone was okay. Thinking of that car made me realize that my motorcycle riding, poker playing, ex-Marine father bought and drove for a decade that fluorescent yellow Datsun with the cheesy name and a cartoon of a diminutive insect on it just because it made his kids happy. Pleasing us was more important to him than any type of masculine image. I'm going to take my daughter when we, choose our next car. With a perspective, I'm Ruth Ann Spike.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the Internet at lchb.com.